I'm telling you right now, there is no phoning it in by you.
This is already taking too long.
You promise me now, I, Adam Schwartz, will not phone this in.
I, Adam Schwartz, will phone this in.
Okay, I know, like, literally we're on the phone. That part I get. I meant show-wise.
Right. I'm a professional.
We have submissions, a lot of listener submissions this month, and so I'm a professional. Yeah, right. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 461 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam
in Vancouver. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's how fast you want to get this done.
Yeah, they call me the 40 minute man.
That's not even a good name.
No one. The 37 minute man.
Nobody calls you that. No, what do people call you?
I don't know. That guy.
Yeah. I do have a decent nickname, but I gave it to myself.
Nah, it doesn't count.
It does count. No, it's taken off because I used it. I didn't give it to myself. I used it ironically for long enough that it stuck.
With you.
No, other people actually use it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we going to get to hear it?
The A train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you've used it.
I don't think so.
Like, man, that A train is a jerk.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. All right. You need your train tickets for the A train? Get them on Amazon.
Okay.
I can't imagine. I don't think I bought anything. I bought something a while ago I never mentioned, I don't think. You know what I bought? New Bluetooth headphones.
No, you mentioned it.
No, I didn't. They were replacement headphones. Okay. I had Bluetooth ones that you had not recommended. Maybe you did. I don't know.
I did, and then I didn't. I took back my recommendation.
The Anchor ones?
Yeah, no. Something like that. Yeah, those ones. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
I like those ones. No, those are good. I just use them too much. I think I wore them out. If you can wear them out, they eventually they're kind of, or maybe they got dropped or something like that. And so I went to buy a new pair and bought a slightly better version of those.
Great.
I love them. I love the Bluetooth headphones.
I think everybody in the universe does. I don't think you have to sell anybody on this.
Okay, so.
Yeah, just moving on.
You know, I'm not selling Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, that's what I bought them on Amazon.
Oh, okay, all right.
They are handy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Do you want to just tell us stories of giving old people rubdowns?
No, the idea is that this moves along. It doesn't get stuck at the Bluetooth headphone part.
Okay, well, skip that. I bought them on Amazon is the point. Click through our site. Help us out.
All right.
Okay. What's going on, Adam?
Nothing. Nothing's going.
All right. The end.
Yeah.
Drive safe. Drive safe, everybody.
No. I'm sorry. Just
what time
just,
is it there? First of all, what time is it there?
It's 7:29.
Okay. 7:29. I'm messed up because we did daylight savings last week. You guys are doing it tonight. And
right.
And as we record this. And so the normal 9 hours is messed up. It's 8 hours now. I wanted to double check and make sure that we had the correct time.
Yeah, it's 7:20. Right. Oh, seven. It just turned 7:30. Okay.
All right. This is not doing a play by play.
No, I got tons of stuff on the go today. Just we're under the gun here for what we have to do. So I'm trying to not add unfocused content to this week's show.
Okay. Or content.
Or content. Yeah, that sure. Part. Yeah.
Nothing's going on now, but what was Halloween? You had Halloween.
Yeah, we had Halloween.
What went on for Halloween this year? I saw your son on Instagram, by the way, with his costume.
My wife, yeah. Well, probably with my wife and my daughter. It was, I
think, come on, yeah. But those weren't the funny ones, though.
Oh, he was a Jack in the Box.
Yeah, and I could only kept thinking of the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, me too. I thought about that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Inappropriate.
It is, but yeah, we decorated a box and made a little I don't know, you know, the Jack in the Box, I don't know, what's it called? You're going to make some sort of inappropriate reference no matter what I say here, but let's call it a crank. There's a crank on the side. We made a little crank.
Sure.
And decorated the box. He got a jester hat and ta-da, Jack in the Box. Suspenders. I got some dollar store suspenders to put the box, so to hang the box so that he wore it nicely. And 2 hours of trick-or-treating, and that box stayed on perfectly. So
did he fill the box with treats? Is that how he did it?
No, he had a bag. He had a bag, okay, for the treats. Yeah. I saw you guys did Halloween as well. I didn't really do photos. I took my little camera, the Fuji, and I might have snapped, I don't know, a dozen photos, mostly of pumpkins. There was one there, I haven't even looked at the photos. There was one point where people had lit off fireworks on the street, and there was a ton of, maybe it wasn't fireworks, there was fireworks, but it might have just been smoke machines all around the area, because it didn't smell like smoke. So I'm guessing it was the smoke machines, and it just kind of filled the street at one point. And then there was, you know, the street lights overhead, and it looked cool and misty with trick-or-treaters. So I think I snapped something there, but I haven't looked at any of those photos, so I can't tell you if they turned out or not.
Haven't gotten developed yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
We had the Halloween party, but this year we had it for kids. Last few years, this Halloween isn't really a thing here. We've been trying hard, and the last, you know, 8 years or 7 years, we've had a big party. We've had all the parents bring all their kids and have a big shindig. Well, this year we decided, forget it, it's just going to be for the kids. So we're having a Halloween party for our kids' friends, and that's it. Parents, drop your kids off. We're just doing that.
Okay.
So here's a very valuable tip when throwing a party just for kids. Don't.
Okay.
Do not do it. And why are kids so loud?
I don't know.
Okay, good. I was hoping for some insight there. Like, oh yeah, man, they sure do yell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were insane, which I guess is part of Halloween, but yeah, we shan't be doing that again. So the plan was, we have a little party, play some games, you know, do some little dance with the smoke machine going on down in the basement, and then we're gonna feed them fries, because every kid here loves like pommes. They call them pommes here for pommes frites.
Okay.
So we did that, and then we go trick or treating around the neighborhood. So that part was fun. We had 11 kids here, and so I snapped a photo, which I may show next week. I think I will show it. We'll talk about it next episode. I got the X100 out, snapped a photo of the kids in the front yard, and then went and put my camera away. And I just said, I don't even want to take it with me. I just want to focus on running the flashlight so no one gets run over.
Right.
Yeah. But interesting. But everybody had a good time. I did snap a couple of photos. No, it's not true. I snapped a photo of the kids eating at the table, just because I thought, you know, posterity, you're going to have to remember who was here when you choose to not invite them next year.
Right.
It's nice to know who to not invite.
Yeah.
That's about it. You know,
what we did. We did the same thing. We just got together with a group of people, and we all went out, and there was probably 10 of us, or there was 10 kids. There's a whole lot more parents, but.
Right. Yeah. Right. But you guys live, first of all, where you are, Halloween is a thing. And so everyone's kind of anticipating it. You don't go to many houses that don't have candy, right?
True. Yeah.
Here it's forget it. Like there's a few, like we decided we'll hit all the houses of the kids that are at the party, because they all live in the village. And that way their parents will know we're coming, and they'll have stuff for them. And also we can slowly drop the kids off as we go.
Yeah.
But we also hit other houses, and some of the places were ready. Some were not. So they were just, of course, they're Germans, so they always have chocolate in the house. So they're just handing out these massive chocolate bars that they happen to have kicking around. Some would just didn't answer the door. Like, you could see them in the house. They just wouldn't answer. Or others just say, hey, I got nothing for you.
Right.
Which is nice. So we don't, it's not quite the social scene it is where you are in Steveston, where you must like just pass, you know, group after group.
Oh,
you know,
going. There's the streets are filled. Yeah. There's so many people.
Yeah. So it's not, I wish my kids had that experience, but it's not going to happen. So we do what we can over here and have some fun, but it sounds like a lot more fun where you are.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah. That's just Canada versus Germany though.
Yeah. That's in general. Yeah. It's no fun here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you're fashing. Not so fun. Not so fun over there. I've been to your Oktoberfest. It's boring.
Right. That's true.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did another family photo shoot.
With the same family?
With a different family.
Oh, okay.
I have another one this weekend. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I've had one every week, I think, for like this. I think is the fourth week in a row, the one I'm doing this weekend.
You're missing your family shoot.
Yeah, it's just when it rains, it pours. It's just that seems to be the time of year. Yeah. Yeah, I have one.
Nice way.
I have one later today, yeah, and amongst other things. But yeah, yes, I did another one last weekend. This one was relatively quick. It was short. I was maybe there 45 minutes, and that's with setup time till finish.
Oh, yeah. So
they had a very specific ask, and so, yeah, we did that.
This was outdoors?
This was outdoors. This was at the Britannia Shipping Yard. I think last week.
That's the one you mentioned, right?
I was going to do it, and then since we podcasted, I have since done it. So
how did you find shooting there?
Well, we'll talk about it with next week's photo challenge teaser. Wonderful. That'll be the next week's photo challenge. So I'll tell you all about it.
Okay. My son had another soccer tournament, so I shot that.
Mm-hmm.
This time I took the 5D Classic instead of the Mark III, and slower frame rate, but the pictures were in focus. What a novel idea.
Okay.
So as Mina mentioned a couple episodes ago, having trouble with the 5D Mark III focus, it's going to have to go in for repair as soon as I'm done shooting this next job. So I took the 5D Classic with me, which I always like. A little more cumbersome to use, honestly, especially for sports, and you don't get it's not a very fast frame rate, which for, you know, 6-year-old soccer, you don't really need.
Right.
But the bulk of the pictures are in focus with that camera, so much better. So I'll post one just to show you. There's my son getting checked, I think, or maybe he's checking somebody. I don't know. Maybe he's stomping that kid's ankle.
Oh, yeah. Dirty play.
Yeah. I'm not sure what he's doing there. He did have an incident, actually. Some kid pushed him from behind into the metal goal. What do you call it? Goal post?
Sure.
So, yeah, cracked his face on that. Came out of the game. He wasn't too happy about that.
Oh. And did he exact revenge?
I tried to convince him to. I told him, get back in the game and, you know, maybe... I don't know what I told him. I don't want to repeat it because for the police, but I tried to get him back in the game, but he was having none of it. He had a pretty solid bruise on his face, but did not lose any teeth, so yeah. We're all good.
Okay.
It all came out in the wash.
Yeah.
Right, kiddo? All right. That was it for this week. Not so much. We'll talk a little bit more next week as the spoiler alert goes, but we have a lot of 18 listener submissions.
Wow.
This month. Yeah. So with that, we're going to go right into our topic/photo challenge. And the topic is Herbst, which is, we know translates to autumn. So first up in the listener category, here we have Marion Maid with his, now to let you know how I chose the order on these. I think the people who took the time to tag us ended up going first on this because that's how I easier to find if you tag at Two Hosers.
Ah.
Yeah. There you go. Not that going first is a real benefit here, but it's easier to find. So, first up is Marion Maid, your arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about this?
I like it.
You like the posing? Because I'm sure he's waiting to hear your thoughts on posing.
The posing's fine. It's out of the way. Like, no, I think you could say there's nothing. It's fine. Exactly. It's not, it doesn't strike you. It's like just a regular pose. I'm happy with that. You're trying to, I think for the most part, keep the posing out of the way. So this is posing out of the way because it's tough. You got a family of four. You're obviously trying to show he's got this huge, vast background that he's trying to include. And so he does a good job. I think he uses a rock to pose. There's two children to bring the one child up to get the faces level, and mom's holding the other kid. And so I like that. That's well done. But also, it's out of the way. Like, I'm drawn to the background here. The people are nicely, evenly lit, and then you've got, you know, this really big kind of fall background, which I like. So yeah, but I didn't really, to be honest, think much of the posing. I just thought, oh, good job. That stays out of the way. And the only criticism I have for this photo, and this is a nitpick, but I feel like it could have been avoided, is just that big rock with the whatever, the weed or whatever sticking out of it right behind the mom's head. Like 3 degrees of rotation, and that could have been avoided. That's like,
you think you could move that rock?
No, your body.
That is a very heavy rock.
I'm sure it is. He could have slightly moved his body, and then, unless there was something else in the frame that would have been more distracting, I just find that,
like, a moose,
that piece, it's just too in focus at the in order for it to be that close to her head. It almost looks like a hat, like a weird hat sticking out of the back of her head. So that's my only critique with this. And maybe, and this might be an Instagram thing, maybe a tiny bit more room at the bottom of the frame for their feet. Like, they're right up against the bottom of the frame. I think maybe that's an Instagram thing, but you have so much headroom, which is fine. I know you like all that headroom. And again, there's a lot of neat background here, but you could have left another, I don't know, tiny bit of room at the bottom just to let it breathe a little bit.
I'm gonna blame Instagram for that. You're not wrong about the rock, actually. I think that's a situation of where I'll bet you there's very little you can do about it. It would be better if it didn't exist. If that was just them kind of centered in that, like, he has them centered in that reflection of the light part of the water is very nice for the background. It frames them nice. What struck me, all the same things you mentioned, was like, hey, great use of that rock to bring the oldest kid up to the eye level, and then holding the other kid so they're all right across this, like, really close. That's fantastic. The other thing too is that, like, you know, he obviously, I bet you this place meant something to them, and he wanted to include a lot of that, you know, the deep focus background there. My instinct normally is to just get down on eye level, and you're not going to see a lot of that background. Like, you'll see it, but maybe it'll go out of focus or it'll kind of get compressed. So this is a very interesting angle that I probably wouldn't have thought of, and I may try in the future of getting up this high to include that background.
Yeah, I agree. It's I like the angle.
All right, so we have a winner. All right, everybody else, go on home.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is JPEG22. Now, this is Herbst because the leaf color, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Did you find, like, how is Herbst, how is fall in Vancouver? Did it happen for you?
Not really. It didn't really. Not the way that it usually does. And I guess if I...
Is that the truth, or is that us remembering differently?
I don't know. I just don't. I think it's been a little bit more blah this year. I mean, that's just my take. I should go on Instagram or whatever, wherever people post photos. Instagram, that's the place now. And look up Vancouver fall photos, and there's probably a million good ones out there. But it hasn't struck me as particularly a great fall for colors and photos this year.
Yeah, it's been the last few years of that. I remember, like, we tried to. I think last year I looked back and I guess every year for October, I don't actually look back and do my research as I should, but like the last couple of years, I think we do autumn pictures for October monthly challenge, and maybe it has to be pushed into November now.
I don't know either.
My point being is that, like, I'm guessing, you know, so this picture is fine. JPEG 22 is, it's okay, but it's nothing remarkable, but I'm guessing that the fall colors just weren't happening where he is either.
So you had to get in tight, and this photo is a really tight shot of some, red, and I guess there's a little bit of yellow in there, part of a tree. And I had this thought too, as I thought, oh man, I like really having a hard time finding anything that's really fall. So I took a backup shot like this, like with the blue sky at sunset and the sun coming through the trees, just because I thought, I don't know where else to find fall. It's either this or shoot some leaves on the ground. Like there wasn't the big kind of landscape photo that I wanted that was, you know, all the different colors and the trees and like, it didn't
happen.
Harry Connick
Jr. playing piano and Billy Crystal walking down the street. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So
let's go to New York for it, man.
The next one is really good. I like the next one a lot.
All right. This is DMAC14609. Oh, I didn't, I didn't capture his comments on this. Just go with it anyways. What do you like about this?
I like the bridge and the color, the depth, what's going on the left side of the frame? Like steam or
the waterfall, I'm assuming.
Is it? And that's just mist coming off?
That's got to be the mist coming off of there.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. But yeah, just the bridge and the depth and all the different colors. And in the foreground, the red tree, the water. This has all the elements that I like for landscape. I mean, the bridge might be slightly not level now that I'm looking at it. Is it level?
It could be that bridge in Italy.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, too soon? Year and a half too soon? Come on now.
But anyways, good photo. I like this one.
Yeah, I the same. I like when you know, you can go ahead and add multiple elements. Like it might be easy to just shoot the, oh, it's fall, we have the leaves, but to go and add the water and make sure, you know, get the waterfall in there in the foreground and the man-made bridge tying it all together. Great use of all the elements. All right, next up, this is Mark's Berry. Obviously, Doddington Hall. We knew that part.
Mm-hmm.
This is Oliver. Of course, his name's Oliver at Doddington. There's no kid in Doddington Hall not named Oliver.
Yeah, he looks like an Oliver.
Of course. Maybe John Oliver. So here's Oliver picking his pumpkin at the patch. Very warm, thanks to a white balance of 6,000K, which is kind of like the shady preset.
Yeah. Yeah.
50 mil, F1.56, quarter CTO. All right. That's big league in it now. The fact that you're bringing the gels out.
Mm-hmm. I could see it in his face. And I was wondering if there was, because otherwise it was for a shady day, you're getting a heck of a lot of bounce from that pumpkin onto his face from no sun out there. So yeah, right. I was thinking something was going on here in 6,000. Doesn't seem to make it, you know, reflect orange the way it is on his face. So, but I like it because it blends with the pumpkins. But I had a sense that there was something going on there, and I had not read the comments.
Right. At 6,000K, like you look in the background, the background's not lit by the flash, obviously. It's mostly him.
Mm-hmm.
The kid says off camera flash. So it's mostly his face going to be lit. When you, a quarter CTO on a regular flash, which a regular flash is around, what, 5,500, 50, something like that?
Yeah, something like 53 to 55, I think.
Yeah, it depends on your flash, depends how old it is, etc. But it tends to fire off in that range. So warming it up a little bit and then balancing at 6,000 should even it out. So, again, I'm the colorblind guy, so I didn't see his face being tremendously orange. I obviously warmed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like it was it's overly done. I like it that. You know, we get the nice backlight on him from the sun, and all the pumpkins have that nice rim light on them, which is hot but not too overexposed. Got the nice colors in behind with the shadows, and then the bouncing at 6,000 makes for a nice warm look to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's good.
And great moment, etc. Really like it. Now, if we're going to nitpick, I don't know, is that dust or those bugs flying above him?
I don't think it's dust, but it could be.
Mm-hmm. If it's bugs, I keep them. If it's dust, I might go in and just pick those out. That's just the only nitpick I can think of it. Otherwise, good photo.
Yeah, good photo. I like it.
All right, next up, Pixelscaper. This is the Bridges of Madison County here.
Yeah, it looks like it. This is I think my favorite. I don't know if I've looked through everything, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be my favorite.
Yeah, I hate this one.
No, you don't.
I do. I can't. I'll tell you why. And I cannot stand this one. I wish this one didn't exist. He shot it with his 5D Mark III, and it's in focus. It's in focus.
Oh yeah, that's gonna hurt.
So that stings. I feel I'm taking this personally. Yeah. I love Oregon. First of all, why don't we live? I mean, why don't we live in Oregon? Isn't it the dream?
Yeah.
Like it's outdoors. It's got all this kind of stuff, and nobody lives there. Like there's like 18 people live there, and Pixelscaper is one of them.
Right.
It's
a lot of empty space.
Yeah, that's the dream. So Wildcat covered bridge near Mapleton, Oregon. Canon 5D Mark III, 16mm lens. Two images stitched together. I do love this as well. This is really great. We got a lot of depth here. I mean, obviously, he's shooting something cool, looking like that. I happen to like this kind of old looking stuff, and I guess that there's a reason that whole movie was based on Clint Eastwood going around the country shooting these old bridges and breaking up marriages, I guess. But a little bit weird. But that was the whole premise was he was shooting a calendar of these kinds of bridges. And so they are great to look at. I love the weathered railing coming directly into frame. We have a lot of depth here. We got, you know, in the background with the river. Great fall colors. Nice job.
Yeah, really nice. I love the wet look to the bridge too. It just pops.
Did you wet that down? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah,
he hosed it down before the shot. No, it's perfect.
See, when, like, I think we've talked about it on the show, when they shoot Hollywood movies, they always wet the street down.
Yeah.
Because it gives this little shine to it, like what you see here. I'm guessing he didn't have the budget or the time to do that. So you pick the right time, and it's great. But I've been on movie shoots where they've done that. They bring the big tanker truck out and just hose it down in between shots. And it's pretty, it's totally worth it. But next time, especially for night scenes, anytime when you watch a movie that's out in the street at night, you'll wonder, it must always rain there.
Yeah.
That's them hosing it down. So yeah, all around, great job. And the reflection is even the right color.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, next up is High Luminosity Photos. This is his favorite shot from last week's Herbst shooting in the Englischer Garten in Munich. A lot of mixing of languages here. First of all, we call it English Garden in Munich, but they would call it Englischer Garten. In München, they wouldn't call it Munich, so points off for that. He wanted to enter the shot in the monthly challenge. You listen to your show for some time. Keep up the great work. Talking to me, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not sure if he is or she has posted in the past. So if not, welcome to the challenge. And I love this one. This is a great one.
Mm-hmm. Really good. And Marion, take notice. A really nice pose. maybe something to be gleaned from this one for your future endeavors.
Oh, but you can't see enough of her face, though.
You can see just enough.
Oh, is that enough?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, looking up her nose. I understand.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. English Garden is actually a really great place. It's kind of, it's not on par with, but it's sort of the Munich version of Stanley Park. And I like going there. There's a creek that runs, like a creek slash river slash whatever you want to call it, runs through it. And there's actually one spot where they have like a little dam, like a little sort of, I don't know to describe it. But people surf there. They surf that standing wave, which is kind of a weird thing to think of in the middle of Germany. You just see guys surfing.
Yeah.
But this is not that. But there's a lot of this great nature and great colors. And my one gripe on this, the only thing I would say, and it's probably not his or her fault, is I'm not loving the wardrobe for an outdoor fall shoot.
Okay, too summery.
No, quite the opposite. I'm not a fan of the black.
Oh, the black color. I was thinking just because like it should be a little cooler in fall than, you know, bare arms and yeah.
No, but we have had an unseasonably warm fall, so I understand that part. You're right. You might want to look the part and, you know, throw a scarf around your neck or something like that. But no, for me, it's the color. The color doesn't really do it. I would like to see something brighter that really kind of pops.
Okay.
Or the fall color, something in a brown or a green or something like that. My kids and their friends are decided to hang out right outside the room here and just yell. By the way,
I can hear them. Yeah, they're super loud. Wonderful. I thought you were going to address it.
No.
Why don't you get some control over your family?
All right, hang on. No, I never. Regardless, I can't use that joke. All right, good photo. Doofus Photography is up next, and this is Herbston, Utah. This is out. You know him. He has posted many times. He's the Frolf, the disc golf enthusiast. So okay. looks to me like he's getting snowed out.
No disc golf today, son.
I think there is. I think I'm impressed that he's going to go out there and do that. Thoughts on this one?
I like it. It's unique looking with the snowfall, and I didn't know it was a disc golf photo until you said that. Again, the crop is weird. Like there's that piece of, I guess it's a part of a tree, just a little bit hanging off, which I wish wasn't there. So that could,
you don't need that,
easily be remedied. But otherwise, I like it, and I can see the little disc golf. What's it called? What's the hole called? Target,
the garbage disc golf can.
Sure, the garbage can on a stick. That's there. So no, I like the colors, and I was trying to figure out what's going on. Again, I haven't read the captions, so rather than read them, I just try to, you know, figure it out, and then I have no clue. And surprised when you tell me, oh, it's because it's snowing.
I did not know it was disc golf either, but I recognize the name, and he is a prolific disc golf poster.
Yeah, on our. I like it. Just crop that other little bit out. Come on.
Or go ahead and use the stamp feature in Photoshop and just
clone it.
Get rid of that. Clone it out. You don't need that. All right. Next up is Mike Roskop. Here's a picture of his Herbst. Can you find the snail?
Ooh, it's like a little game.
It's a Where's Waldo, but where's Snail?
Oh, I see it now. I had to enlarge it. He's kind of tucked right in there.
On the left-hand side there?
The
mushrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, there's leaves in the background, so that makes it fall.
It just makes it fall. Now, he is shot with the XH1, and he's telling me when my 5D repair is too high, I should take a look at that camera.
Is that a Fuji camera?
XH? That's a Fuji. Yeah, I had to look that up. I don't remember all. I don't know all the names. I did. I've been looking at some of those ones because I love my X100 so much. I'm not really dying to jump horses midstream here, but I might. I might do it. If we'll see how it goes. Like he says, I might look to move it to everything Fuji in the near future. We'll see.
Wow.
Yeah. So based on that. I don't know why people are texting me during the show. This is turning into a...
There's a way to turn it off.
I can't on the computer. I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. Gotcha. Maybe I'm not smart enough.
No, you're not.
Are those speakers on? Hang on. Yep. Well, you know, nice choice of mushrooms. The colors. Well, the colors seem a bit washed out to me. Are they washed out to you, or is that my monitor?
Yeah, the background leaves are very washed out. So I think he's maybe gone with the saturating the yellow in the foreground, because it looks like those yellows peep out in the background too. Yeah. And then maybe desaturating the browns and the reds just to really make it look vibrant in the foreground. That's what I'm guessing.
Okay. I'm okay with this shot. I'm not gonna buy, if I'm in IKEA and I've just finished off the meatballs, I'm not buying this picture.
Okay.
No? No? Okay.
That's fair.
A ringing endorsement. Next up, your best friend, Frank Pang, 97. Yeah. Now, where is this?
Good question. I'm not sure where this is.
It's hard to see because it's the Instagram. We have the small Instagram picture. But I was looking at this thinking, like, it looks like it should be Stanley Park, but it's not. This has got to be a lake?
Yeah, I have no clue. But it looks like there's
pond.
There's fall too there. Big. No, it's not.
That's
there.
Too big for Minaru Pond.
Yeah, I don't think it's there.
Okay, there's fall. Yeah. Okay. So you go ahead. He's your pal.
Yeah, this is another brilliant Frank Pang classic.
Well, his daughter didn't participate this month, so he's.
I think she's quit. She's quit on Frank. Yeah. She's like, I'm done with those guys.
I don't know if she's quit on Frank.
Well, Frank's probably like, come on. It was Amber, yeah. right? Amber. She's like, come on. Yeah. Let's keep posting. It's fun. Yeah. They rip on my photos every time. And then, yeah. and then she stopped.
This is a good example of fall in British Columbia, but we, you know, get the I say, I speak German, man. The, Vorhang in the foreground, we have the trees sort of hanging there. And then we have, you know, the nice, why don't you talk now? You have words.
I don't like the foreground part. I wish that okay. wasn't there. That part's distracting for me. I like what's going on in the background. I would like this even more if it was a bit wider. And again, that might be an Instagram issue. Like, I feel like it's not quite wide enough for the landscape that he's trying mm-hmm. to shoot. And the foreground to me is what hurts it. It's that dark kind of silhouetted brush doesn't add anything, and it hurts right. the colors in the landscape. But I do feel like this, there's a photo here, maybe just getting a little bit closer and getting away from that foreground, eliminating that, and maybe, you know, like the two or three shot stitched together pano. I think there is something here that he's got great colors here. So mm-hmm. I think
with the mountains in the background.
Yeah. I think there is a good shot in there. Frank, do it again, Frank, send it to us again next month, Frank.
Yeah. That's next month's challenge is going to be redo.
And next month's challenge is bring back Amber. That's what it's a public outcry for Amber Panger.
I'm putting that on you, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm hoping now that I've said it like three times, Frank's going to talk to her and bring her back.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
All right, next up is Scott Borowy. This is the chipmunk in autumn.
Ooh, is it a chipmunk or is it a squirrel? No,
he said chipmunk.
Yeah, I think squirrels have bigger, fluffier tails.
Okay. Are you a... I don't know what those are. Ornithologist is for birds, but I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
A rodent.
How about a wildlife enthusiast?
Yeah, that's not the guy coming, inviting to your party. I don't know where my words are, man. Like I honestly, for some reason today, I don't even like speaking German here. It's not like that, but I'm thinking everything in German. That's not right. I don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy at the party.
I also, it's funny as some of these photos are coming up, I took a photo very similar to this, but just did it with a tree background in my backyard yesterday because I was like, uh-oh. I need a fall picture. Uh-huh. And then I haven't looked at it or edited it, but there was nice light and it was a squirrel. And I say that because it had a big fluffy tail and I shot it. And then, now when I saw this photo, I'm like, oh, it's similar to the photo that I took and then never looked at.
Was the background as out of focus?
Background was out of focus, but mine was a tree background. So this one's more fallish because it looks like it's all out of focus leaves. Mine wasn't that. Mine was more sky and tree branches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I think throwing it out of focus is required here to make sure you can actually see the chipmunk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice. I like that he's on the little fence that's not straight, which I'm guessing was more of a fluke than posing. You know, but take that, Marion. He's managed to pose a chipmunk better.
Yeah,
that's a cheap shot. That's a cheap shot.
Yeah.
That I wish you had made. And I
there's no reason for that. Yeah,
no, there's no reason. I was doing that for shock value.
You take it.
That's
back.
Terrible.
I take it back.
There's no reason. I like the pose he did.
Okay.
So overall, good shot. Really, I mean, obviously, this looks like a long lens for two reasons. One, you got close to the chipmunk without him moving, and two, background being way out of focus, which was a good choice.
Gotcha.
All right, next up, JC Russo. Do I have him on here more than once? I think so. If I do, sorry. This is JC Russo in Maryland. Took a short walk along the Little Patuxent River. What a great name.
I don't think I have. Oh, no, there's one in between that. There's Link Shoots.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one? I'm sorry. Yeah. Skipped ahead. All right. Well, we've already started along the JC Russo, so let's go with him. This is his Little Patuxent River, and at one point he turned to see this beautiful trees and afternoon light. Well, that's subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, I like this. This is like the I don't know, somewhere a fall calendar photo. Like it just has that look. I mean, it's really nice. There's nothing distracting about it. It's this one you might find in IKEA.
And I might buy this one in IKEA.
Yeah, it's just nice. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel I don't know, warm and happy about the season. So well done. Good job. And again, different than the other photo that I really liked, which, you know, had all that depth and almost has like a mood to it. This is very just easy on the eyes. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. I like the 8-point star on the, on the sun, which is a star, by the way. I don't know if you knew this, our sun was a star. So technically star filter on a star. But you know where this, you know what you should do with this? JC Russo is turn this into a giant wallpaper mural and use it on your rumpus room and pretend it's 1974 and that's still cool.
Sure. Yeah.
We had something like this downstairs in our rec room. It was more of a ocean sunset kind of thing, but I could see this becoming a giant wallpaper mural. You could put this in your basement.
Right.
Yeah, something to think about. Okay. That's what I'd buy at IKEA. All right, next up, David R. Wilkinson.
No, you got to go back to Lynch.
Back, right. I missed Lynch Chutes. Wasatch Mountain State Park.
Yeah.
This is back in Utah. I don't see any frisbee golf involved.
No.
So this is a different part of Utah, evidently, where they're not really getting fall colors either. Do they get fall colors in Utah? They must.
I don't know. The color in this photo looks very muted. Maybe it's because the sky is so blue.
Uh-huh.
So it just, something doesn't look right to me.
I think it's there's a lack of color, a lack of fall colors as it is. It's too green. This looks more like, you know, that's our fault. He probably waited, as he posted 3 days ago. So he waited as long as he could. And Mother Nature was not playing ball. But Utah also looks like it could be the dream place to live, from what I've heard, too. Okay. Very nice. A lot of outdoor nature like this, and hardly anybody living there.
Okay. Well, go enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is fine. You went back to this one. What do you like about it?
I don't know. That he submitted a photo. It doesn't do anything for me. It's the crop is, I don't know. It just looks like a part of a photo instead of a photo.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's no anchor for me here. I need to see more or I need to see less.
I'm going to tell you that Mother Nature ruined this for him, because I'm guessing had this worked out better, that swath of diagonal swath of trees in the lower third would have turned a really cool color. And that would have stuck out and made something very cool out of this. So I'm letting you off the hook. Adam's ringing you up. I'm letting you off the hook.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next up is David R. Wilkinson. This is the autumn colors in Hillsboro Forest Park. Rest of the stuff you don't know. Bam, there you go.
I like this one,
even though it has the branches in the foreground.
Well, there's just enough of them and they act more to frame the image. So Frank Pang, have a look at this one.
You know what they don't do? What? They don't hang over top of the background foliage.
No, they just kind of, again, take up a little bit of the space around the sky. And they frame the actual subject matter very nicely. So, it's a good use of that foreground foliage, let's say. And really nice reflection, nice depth, nice colors, like all things that I enjoy. Again, this is another one for the fall calendar. They'll put this in with the bridges of Madison County and the five or whatever you said, 8-star.
Yeah.
Woods photo. So there we go. We got three months, January, February, March.
Well, let's keep them for October, November.
It'd be weird.
Fall months. We'll keep them for the fall months.
It'd be weird in January, February, March.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All right. I obviously, you've never made an IKEA calendar.
No, it's usually a picture of a fireman in March, right?
Well, at your house, it's every month. Yeah. The what I like about this is the reflection, obviously, and I always like this kind of reflection because it you get the nice saturated sky and colors in the reflection itself, and in this case, pretty relatively close to the actual reflection, so it's a nice balance of the light. Obviously, the actual trees and the sky are a little bit lighter, but not way out of whack. So it's a great job capturing that. All right, next up, John Brame, who the name I do not recognize, so he could be another first-timer as well. And here you go, fall in central New York. We talked about going back to New York. This is your Harry Connick Jr. shot. Blam.
I like it.
Okay, because why? I have a very specific reason why I like it.
I think it's kind of the road. Like it is
the road.
Such a simple use of the road, but it breaks up the image nicely, and then the colors, and the road is very blue in color tone and or color temperature, and then you've got all these, you know, nice colors that pop out in the back, and he's included just enough of the road. So yeah, I like it. I don't know again that this crop is the best way that I would have shown it. I would have probably shown this as a longer photo, but so something about just the square nature of this photo is
which I'm going to go ahead and say is Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Is hurting it a little bit for me, but I really do like it. It's another really good photo.
It is, and for me it was the road. As soon as I saw this, I was like, "Yep, I love that." I for some silly reason or great reason, I have no idea. I really appreciate that sort of crest in the road shot, like in whether it's in movies or in photos. I really like how that looks. Okay. Now, what would have been even cooler, and stay with me, John, is if you'd waited until like a red 51 Chevy pickup truck was driving towards you, and you just caught the crest, like just the start of it coming up and over, like just like headlights up. So
just go back, do it again. Yeah.
And it, specifically a 51 Chevy too. Like Ford's not going to look good.
Right.
That's not true. Anything old like that would look good. All right. Next up, MKMWG70 Lapham Peak Hike.
This is right. Like the J.C. Russo shot, but not as good.
Solid point. Solid. That's a. I don't know if that's what he was going for.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I saw J.C. Russo. No, I like it. I just don't like it as much. And so in my mind, had I not seen that other one, I probably would like this one more. But there's a little too much foliage covering up the light. And so it's a little too kind of backlit with not, maybe the exposure isn't quite right. I'm not sure, but it's a little too dark for me. And it's a little too cluttered with branches. I'd like to see a little bit more space, maybe a different angle. I don't know, something. But it's also very green.
Yes, it is a little bit. I can't tell itself. When it's backlit like that, it's hard for me to tell. I was assuming it was yellow. But
yellowy green. It's yellow.
I'm not
green,
the right guy. I'm not the right guy to ask. Next up is Photo Rebel / Photo Rebel, if you liked, .at, which I'm guessing means Austria. I believe that's what it means in Kaindorf. So here's a shot of some feet with the what looks like kind of the traditional dirndl looking dress in the fall.
I like it. It's a little bit too set up for me, but
okay.
I do like it. I the green, what is the green part of the dress that
I'm assuming that's like an apron hanging forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Hard for me to tell. I'm not an expert on the dirndl, the traditional dress. And in Austria, it's I think it's slightly different than the traditional here, although it's probably pretty close because Bavaria is right there. So I don't for those listening at home, I don't live in Bavaria, so I'm not an expert. For me, the issue is it's a little bit bright. I would like this to be stopped down, probably one stop.
Yeah, the shoes look a bit overexposed, and so does the pavement behind her feet.
Yeah, which may be what he's going for. But overall, what I do really like about this is definitely a unique take on fall, on Herbst. And this doesn't fit with any of the other ones that we've seen. So this is a very... very unique take on that, and I very much appreciate that.
Would you be surprised if you found out that, I mean, because it's all, you know, relative and scale, if that was a giant and those leaves were 12 feet tall.
You know what's funny is I was thinking that. You notice I didn't say it was a picture of his daughter. Right. I didn't say that at the beginning. I was about to say that, and I thought, what if it's not? What if it's actually a giant? So there you go. Listen back if you don't believe me. I did not say it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but again, this seems like I don't remember this person posting previously. So welcome to the show. Next up, another fall calendar one.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny. As I flipped over here, that's all I thought. I was like, oh, this is the fourth month, fall calendar. This is so good. Yeah.
Yeah, we need some summer shots now, guys. We're full. We're full up on this. This is Kenneth Skalevik from, this is from Norway. Seafront bird photography. Yes, there you go. Oh, even Link Shoot said it's the winner. So he's conceded victory. I do like this one too. I mean, visually speaking, I like this. I like swans, but in real life, they are jerks. I don't know if you know this about them. Yeah, down on Lake Constance on the Bodensee, like there's quite a few, and they will attack you. They just come up like while you're swimming, and they'll come after you. So let's not get too excited about them. But okay. I do a great imagery, great reflection. Great exposure here with the, you know, them played against the background. Great contrast in this image. Yeah. Really nice fall colors. The one thing that's tricking me, maybe it's just the position of the birds, and I'd have to look. Nope, it's the optical illusion. The water is horizontal. It looks like it's tilting to the right, but that's just the position of the birds.
Yeah. No, really, really good.
All right, and then we'll probably put, yeah, this will be like probably November in the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
All right. Well done. All right, and last up is Roger Dahlman. This is Great Falls, Virginia. The leaves are finally starting to turn. That's what he's saying.
He's the one that, is he the guy that usually has like the surfers and stuff that the pictures of?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Familiar that he's posted a bunch before, right?
He has definitely know, yes, that I do know. I'm trying to remember if it was the regardless, let's focus on this shot. What do you like about this one? What do you hate about this one? You paused too long. What do you hate about this one?
The colors are washed out. So, and I think that's what he was saying, is it doesn't seem like fall, but it is. And like I say, I can attest to that same problem with going out and trying to shoot it this time of year. But I like the path. The path is the saving grace of this image for me.
The path running across and the unkempt part of it, the sort of laissez-faire, very opposite of the English garden, like we saw up above. English garden is called English garden, by the way, because in Germany, everything is the paths and the yards are sort of unkempt. The style here is to just leave it as is, and let nature do its thing. Versus in England, they tend to have yards like we do, like the nice cut grass, you know, that kind of thing. Hence English garden. And so this is the opposite. This is kind of like not the perfectly landscaped path, yet still looks cool with a couple little, you know, bits of leaves on the right hand side. I'm guessing had we waited 2 weeks to issue this challenge, maybe that whole path would have been covered in red leaves and that might have looked cooler. So that's on us.
Right.
I blame you, Adam. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks to everybody who submitted. I think this was, if it wasn't a record, it was close to the best turnout so far. Let's have a look at yours.
Yeah, mine sucks.
this was part of your photo shoot last week, right?
Yeah, and it's not even a photo. I don't even think I delivered this photo, but I kind of thought, okay, I kept trying to go out and shoot safeties, and none of them were particularly good. A few of them were maybe mildly better than the photo I shot, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to post a photo that I try to take each year. It's usually my own kids, like, you know, the leaf throw, where it just didn't work. And I'm going to go with that. And so I don't think my friends will mind because it's not their fault. I did this with lights, and then I did this without lights. And so with lights, it's much more vibrant and sharp and all of that, except for when they throw the leaves up, I couldn't figure out a way to get the lights where I wasn't getting the shadows from the leaves on them. Mm. And so it was basically like, all right, well, it's going to be completely unnatural and sharp, or it's going to be natural light and just underwhelming, because like the feedback we've given to many of our listeners, it doesn't look like fall. There's leaves on the ground, but it is so green in this image. And so the people are happy and they're throwing the leaves and they've got smiley faces, and the photo is just like, it's just,
is your buddy happy, or is he just basically trying to humor you?
I think he's having an okay time. Like, again, it's fun to throw leaves with your family, and they threw them at each other and stuff. It's just, it doesn't suit the colors. It's so green there. Yeah. And so it's a swing and a miss, but I thought I would post it anyways and just eat it this week or this month, because this is a month. This is the best I could do in a month. That's the sad thing, I hear
what you're saying, man. I had thought, honestly, that when I issued this, I was like, this, I knew everybody would have to wait until the end of the month to, you're not getting anything good October the 3rd. For the fall, but you'd have to wait to the end of the month, but surely it'll come. But I feel your pain, man. I had to wait until, I guess it was a week ago, today, actually, I would have shot this. Less than a week ago, I finally shot my fall picture.
Okay, and, let's look at yours,
yeah.
I like yours.
Yeah, because...
It doesn't belong on the calendar. It's not quite calendar ready.
Not really.
But it's good. I like it. There's nice. I like the browns mixing with the yellows and that in the trees. It's still quite green. But at least it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least you have a whole bunch of leaves on the ground that gives it that nice kind of brown amber fall feel. So, and the kids sitting on the fence adds something. I think it would be just fine with them not there. It's a good photo either way, but I do think that color with the kids sitting on the fence adds something to it.
I think we needed the kids. I originally just wanted my two kids, but their cousins just kind of wouldn't leave. So it's like, all right, that's fine. It was a family outing that we were on. And so without the kids, I would have tried to get a little more depth of down that path that you see in the dead center.
Right.
Because that's one thing it kind of lacks here is depth. Now, what I do like about this is that they happen to be sitting in a little bit of a light area where the sun was peeking through, hitting them, which makes them stick out. So they're not the main subject of the photo, but you do find them. And also, when shooting this with the X100, it is really simple to do. And that's what I like about that camera. So overall, okay. I don't hate mine. It's definitely not the best of the bunch. So that's that. Good job, everybody else. Topic, not topic, me and, a me challenge.
And, me and Frank Pang tied this week.
Oh, no, you finished behind Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. But one thing I do want to mention is all the people, is the few people who thought to include people in their fall photos. I do appreciate that, because generally you think, oh, I'm just going to go out and shoot. And I have done. I've shot a lot of just landscape things, but trying to tie people in with that is a added challenge. And so, well done. Or chipmunks or swans also.
Mm-hmm.
For next month, Adam, though, we're going to go right back to people and just say for November, the challenge is portrait.
Okay.
An actual portrait. That's what you got to shoot. Now, take that however you like. Available light, you're going to light it. Inside, outside, black and white, color, I don't care, but shoot a portrait of somebody, whether you know them, you don't know them, is it a self-portrait, whatever it is, we want to see. And basically, what I want to see is, why this interests me is besides the photo technical part of it, that and the artistic part, which we talked about last week, I'm just interested to know who people will shoot, you know? And you know, you're going to shoot people in your own family, will it be strangers? Probably not. Colleagues, friends, whatever it is, I'm kind of interested in that part of it. So if in the challenge, when you put it on Instagram, if you want to tell us who it is, that'd be great. If you don't, that's fine too. Adam will just make up a person that is. He'll invent a background for that person. Post that on Instagram, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey or hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers, and we are sure to see it, and we'll talk about that in December. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Yeah.
Black and white. I hope it's black and white, because that's what I shot.
And I already submitted it, so yes.
Awesome. Let's do that. Schwarz-Weiss, keeping with the German tradition theme. And websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwarz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanNatridge.com, or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.